This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith Cam, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBytes, and I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sundu
and Christine Wong.
This will be the final broadcast of Enterprise BizBytes from this particular studio.
From where again, Richard?
Deepest, darkest Banda Atama.
Yeah.
We will be shifting on Monday, will be the first broadcast.
Actually, tonight we will be starting moving tonight.
You should see the state of the office outside, ladies and gentlemen. There are movers, there is dust, there's all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for.
Nope.
We're here to give you a show. We are talking about today, when was the last time that you sent someone a handwritten thank you note of gratitude or appreciation or something along those lines? I'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on. That's our lead story. We're then going to be moving on to a new ride-hailing app for women.
Yep.
Then Malaysia's business sentiment survey. That was from Monash University.
Yeah, we sent our intern out to cover this story.
We did indeed. And then we'll be wrapping up with a story about how South Korea have banned all caffeine products.
All coffee, yeah.
Specifically coffee in all their schools.
Yep.
Right. Hmm. So we asked you a question and we started off with a statement that research has showed that people expressing gratitude underestimated how pleasantly surprised recipients would be when they received the note. When was the last time that you received a handwritten note? And this is because of a study released by the journal Psychological Science. And it's a bit of a mouthful, but here's what it's called. Undervaluing gratitude. Expressers misunderstand the consequences of showing appreciation.
Mm.
So it was a recent study by this guy called Kumar and Epley. They conducted three different experiments in which study participants wrote various letters, expressing gratitude, and then predicted how surprised, happy, or Jeff, this one's for you, or potentially awkward, they thought the recipient would be when he or she received a handwritten note of appreciation.
Mm.
So their results showed that people expressing gratitude underestimated how pleasantly surprised recipients would be to receive a handwritten thank you and how positive the expression of gratitude made recipients feel. On the flip side, people who wrote thank you letters overestimated the potential awkwardness that someone receiving a thank you note would experience. Additionally, they found that the pro-social gesture of expressing gratitude in a handwritten note boosts positive emotions and well-being for both the letter writer, the expressor, and the recipient of stated appreciation. Now, I mean, it sounds really, really simple. You know, if somebody says thank you for something, you know, and you feel that little bit of warmth that somebody has taken the time to do it. But it seems, according to their research, that just receiving a handwritten note that somebody has taken the time to craft really makes a difference to how you feel about receiving that.
I think the only time a lot of people would do a handwritten note in this day and age is birthday cards.
Right.
Although we do buy it off the shelves in all the stores. But then we will open the card and that's where we start writing handwritten note because we want to give it that personal touch. Now, imagine doing it the same for when, you know, you're just saying thank you to your colleagues who, you know, covered you while you were, you know, away or when you were sick, you know, writing a handwritten note. Instead of generally you would just send an email or
right.
you just pat them on the back and you're like, hey, thanks for covering for me, right? But I guess a handwritten note would mean a little bit more than the usual. And also, you know, it just goes back to back in the days, like, people would exchange love letters.
All the time.
Now, it's just on WhatsApp and,
right.
you know, and Telegram and all that, right?
And
you know,
Tinder and stuff,
right? So, yeah.
Chris.
I am totally alien to all of this. I have never once received or sent a handwritten note of thank you of any kind. I don't know. It just kind of skipped over me, I guess.
So for you, I guess it would be a double whammy if you received one. First, it would be like,
oh,
this is the first time
I've
received one.
I'd just be like, what? I mean, for me, it's like, why couldn't you just come and thank me in person? You know, because for me, I like that direct contact. I like that acknowledgement of, you know, in person, just saying, hey, thanks, you know, that's kind of stuff. Like, even if I, for example, even if I say thanks to something on, like, WhatsApp, for example, I will usually, like, the next day come in and be like, oh, hey, thanks for so-and-so again, by the way. And that's my way of doing that. I don't really see the point
that's
of
really
having
interesting.
The notes.
That's interesting. That it would weird you out.
Yeah, because it's like, why would you leave me a note when you could just say it to my face?
So I received a thank you note, I think the last time our interns left.
Right.
And they all wrote, you know, thank you notes, and either it's on a sticky note or whether they actually got cards and they wrote it out. I remember, because we're moving office, and I remember clearing my desk a week ago.
Mm.
And I actually found back a lot thank you sticky notes by former interns, you know, and it was, it's a nice memory to...
It's heartwarming.
It's heartwarming. They didn't end up in the bin. Most of the other stuff kind of end up in the bin. But when I looked at that, I'm like, oh, this is nice. You know what? I'm going to probably take this back home, because who knows? One day in the future, I may just, you know, make a collage or something
like that.
Right?
Similar thing. I was going through my notebooks, and there's one... Same reason. I'm clearing out my desk, and I found a notebook that I'd completely forgotten about. And I opened the front page, and inside was a small thank you from a former colleague. You know, thank you very much for helping me. This blah blah blah.
Mm.
And it was just like, well, you know, that was a book that at one point probably would have ended up in the bin, and now I feel some kind of attachment to it.
So I guess maybe it still is important. I understand Christine's weirdness of, like, if you're receiving
I'm
it.
I'm so new to all of this, you know, like I haven't been working for very long and stuff, so there hasn't been a reason for me to receive a thank you note yet. Anyways, you know, I think the closest that I've gotten is like a kind of acknowledgement when I received a very lovely gift from a person I interviewed, and then they had included like a, hey, you know, thanks. And I was like, you know, but I don't know if that counts as a thank you note, because it was part of their marketing stuff.
Okay, think about this. If our current interns, they're leaving by the end of September. Boom. And if they and if they actually, you know, take the time out to write something on just a sticky note.
Mm.
You know, like, hey, thanks, Christine, for, you know, all the entertaining conversations we had together in the 3 months that we spent here in BFM was really entertaining. And they passed you a sticky note. Would you keep it? Would you feel weirded out?
I'd take a photo of it and then I'd throw it away. No, because I don't have anywhere to
David
put...
David and Julia,
I don't have
if
anywhere,
you're listening
I don't
to
have
this...
anywhere to put a sticky note. That's the thing. I don't have anywhere. I'm already a hoarder by nature. So this is one of the few things that I feel I have to, like, not be emotionally attached to. But also, the thing is, my response to that would be, I would go up to them and be like, hey, thanks for leaving that note on my desk. You know what I mean? So
that's why
I would be like, you could have just said that to me in person.
No, I'm sure they would.
But they would do the extra mile to make it memorable 10 years down the road if they become, you know, which I'm very sure they would become successful. Right. You go like, you remember this note?
But I
just remember stuff.
But here's the thing. This highlights the real issue. And I don't know if it's just, I don't want to put Christine into that box of younger people.
Here we go.
But I might, you know, where... You know, when we were growing up, you know, writing notes was a thing, you know, whether it be at school and you're passing those little love letters around and, you know, your teacher finds it and reads it out in front of the whole class and embarrasses you forever, you know, not that it happened to me.
Well, you just brought back memories. Right. Thanks, Rich.
But it was inculcated when we were kids. It was that thing that you did. And I don't think there are many people nowadays, Chris, that who perhaps do that, right?
You know,
they have WhatsApp, whatever. Yeah.
In Malaysian high schools, the exercise books are known as buku latihan, which is, you know, this a small little, it's like an A5 kind of size book where it's, you know, you write down everything. It's an exercise book, right? Mm. So they either come in the boxes where you would then end up playing tic-tac-toe, or it comes in straight lines where you write your essays and stuff, right? I used to buy a lot of those books, not for work purposes, but it's either for doodling or writing stuff to pass to friends and crushes that you had in school. Never returned it back, though.
All right, we're going to wrap up this segment, though, and continue talking with this. We've had a tweet, though, already, Chris.
Yeah, we do. We have this from @B_Rays, who just says, what about a thank you with a candy? Would that still weird you out? And it wouldn't weird me out, but I don't really eat a lot of candy. So, no, but that's my problem. When I receive gifts, I like them to be practical things. So a thank you is more practical to me in person, when it's like heartfelt and honest in person, than it is on a sticky note.
Interesting. Right.
If you want to know a story...
we do, Jeff.
I want people to you know, tweet in or message in on WhatsApp or on Instagram that they want to hear my epic love story that failed using notes in a plane.
Notes on a plane.
Yeah. Wow. Notes, handwritten notes on a plane.
That's next year's blockbuster movie. Directed
I'm writing,
and starring
the next rom-com.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a big rom-com, this one. Yeah.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget, when you come back, we are asking you, when was the last time you sent or received a handwritten note? We're being a little bit nostalgic today. Let us know on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be right back after this song. It's a bit of Stevie Wonder and then some ads here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.